Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Claire.
And we've been talking about the history of the World Cup.
Yeah. 世界杯足球赛.
It was not something that, you know, has been around for a super, super long time, like the Olympics. They basically kind of started this tournament from scratch. And I think they wanted to just, you know, people just, the FIFA organization just wanted to, have people come together from different countries and from all over the world to compete in this friendly and fun kind of tournament.
And
as we can see, now everybody watches, the FIFA World Cup. It's a huge, huge, huge sporting event. And it's also a lot of fun to watch if you're a fan of football.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to have that. We will get to see this World Cup, soon.
Very
right?
soon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
好，那 before getting into the article, I would like to ask you, 有一个 pop quiz 要准备给大家。好，所以我们就在讲世界杯足球赛。如果你已经很期待，那你应该是他们的死忠粉丝吧。好，或是呢，你可能今天很喜欢哪一个团，你是他们的死忠粉丝。这个死忠粉丝英文怎么说呢？
The road to 2026, a century of World Cup history. In June 2026, all eyes will be on North America when the FIFA World Cup kicks off. For the first time, the Men's World Cup will be co-hosted by three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It will run from June 11th to July 19th, 2026. One reason 2026 feels different is the event scale. After growing to 24 teams in 1982 and then 32 in 1998, the tournament has now expanded to 48 teams. That's why more nations now have a real opportunity to compete. FIFA has also confirmed a new format, 12 groups of 4 teams, followed by an expanded knockout stage featuring 32 teams. This means the top 2 teams from each group, along with the 8 best 3rd place finishers, will move on to the next round.
Okay, let's get started. Let's read today's article. It says, in June 2026, all eyes will be on North America when the FIFA World Cup kicks off. Yeah, that's right. All eyes on something, this phrase just means that everyone is watching that person or thing and waiting to see what will happen.
它其实就是指目光都聚集在什么东西上的意思。好，那这边就说到了2026年的6月，当世界杯足球赛开打的时候，所有的目光呢都集中在北美。好，那后方又出现了一个片语叫做 kick off。好，那这个 kick off 呢，它是指足球比赛开球、开始的意思。
Next in the article, it says, for the first time, the men's World Cup will be co-hosted by three countries, the US, Canada, and Mexico.
哦，所以这边的 co-hosted 呢，这个 CO, 各位如果看到 CO 的时候呢，你就可以把它记成 together, 就是一起的意思。所以 co-hosted 呢，就是共同举办的意思。诶，所以另外一个例子呢，就是同事啊 ,co-worker。为什么叫同事叫 co-worker 呢？就是跟你一起工作的人嘛，所以这个 CO 也在这个例子当中出现了。
Next it says, it will run from June 11 to July 19, 2026. So don't forget to put that in your calendar if you love the World Cup. But let's continue reading. It says here, one reason 2026 feels different is the event's scale.
好，这边出现的 scale 这个单字，它是指规模的意思，所以他就说，哎，今年的规模有点不一样哦。
Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, after growing to 24 teams in 1982 and then 32 in 1998, the tournament has now expanded to 48 teams.
Wow. Okay, 所以这边呢，我们有很多数字，就是呢，在1982年的时候有24队。那1998的时候是32队，那今年呢有48队哦，
wow,
越来越多了。
Yeah. Okay, so why is the number so big now? It says here, that's why more nations now have a real opportunity to compete.
所以这其实是一个好事情啦，因为有越来越多的国家都可以参与这样子的盛事，不是就只有南美洲啊，之前比较限缩于在某一些地区。好，那这就是为什么现在有更多国家拥有真正的竞争机会了。好，那这个机会呢，这个名词我们会用 opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Next in the article it says, FIFA has also confirmed a new format. 12 groups of 4 teams, followed by an expanded knockout stage featuring 32 teams. Ah, okay, so I think that's actually even better now. They they're giving people more chances, and instead of, you know, making it really hard to enter the World Cup, they have like, you know, a bit more of an opportunity to do so.
Right. 好，所以这边呢，我们就有说到，哎，今年的组织方式有点不一，有点不一样哦。那这个组织方式呢，就会用 format 这个单字，这个名词。好，那 FIFA 呢，就确认了一个新的组织方式，是什么样子的方式呢？就是有12个小组，那每组呢，会有4支的球队，随后是能包含32支球队的扩大淘汰赛。好，那个淘汰赛呢，我们就会用到 knockout。这个单字。
Next, it says here, this means the top two teams from each group, along with the 8 best third place finishers, will move on to the next round.
所以这就意味着什么啊？就是每个小组的前两名，那连同我们就看到 along with 这个片语，连同八支表现最好的第三名球队就会晋级下一轮哦。好，所以这个晋级继续进行就会是用 move on。Move on to something 这个片语。好，那刚刚有看到几个重点单字。首先呢 ，scale 它是一个名词，表示规模的意思。对，大规模、小规模嘛。好，那我们来看一下片语，这个例句 ：This factory operates on a global scale。好，所以 global 呢是我们上一篇讲到的嘛，就会是全球的。所以这间工厂呢以全球的规模运作，代表说，这个规模非常非常的大。好，那第二个单字呢，看到了 expand， 它是一个动词，表示扩展、发展或是增加的意思。好，那可以看到这个 ex 字首啊 ，ex 它都会是向外的意思，所以扩张你当然是要向外扩张嘛，它可以用这个字首去帮忙做记忆哦。好，那它很常会加上 expand to something。好，那它的形容词呢，就会用 expanded， 扩展的、扩大的。好，所以比如说呢，有一些商店呢，就生意非常的好，它可能会拓展到新的城市，你就可以说 The store expanded to 3 new cities， 这家店呢扩展到了3个新的城市。好，那下一个单字呢会是 opportunity 呢，它是一个名词，代表机会的意思。那我们很常说哦，你要好好把握机会嘛，那这个把握呢，这个动词很常就会用 take 或是 seize. Take the opportunity to do something, 或是 seize the opportunity to do something. 好，那 for example, studying abroad gives you the opportunity to immerse yourself in a new culture. 出国留学呢，让你有机会沉浸在新的文化中。好，那另外一个片语呢，就看到我们刚刚有说到的 kick off， 它是指足球比赛开球，或是指平常某一个事件活动开始的时候，也可以用 kick off 这个片语哦。So for example, the game will kick off at 7 p.m. 比赛呢将在晚上7点开球。好，那另外一个片语会是 move on to something， 就会是指继续进行的意思。所以呢老师可能就常会讲这句话啦，比如说 Let's finish this chapter and move on to the exercise， 让我们完成这一章然后继续做练习。好，那今天的 language in focus 我们要来看到的是 that 或是 this加上 be 动词之后呢，再加上 WH 疑问词引导的名词子句，像这样子的句型。好，那这个 WH 疑问词呢，可能是 why 啊、when、how 或是 where 这些疑问词引导名词子句，那用来强调前面的内容正是做某事的原因啊 ，why、时间、when 或是方法、how 或是地点、where。好，说 for example， 我们在文章里面看到这一句。After growing to 24 teams in 1982 and then 32 in 1998, the tournament has now expanded to 48 teams. That's why more nations now have a real opportunity to compete. 参赛的团体越来越多了。好，所以这边就看到 that's why， 这也正是为什么现在有更多的国家拥有真正的竞争机会。好，来看一下它的句构哦，名词子句。WH 疑问词出现了，加上主词动词。好，那所以比如说我们找一下 That's why more nations now， 这是它的主词，然后 have 是动词。好，所以我们来看一下另外一个例句，你可以说 John never gives back the money he borrows from someone. That's why I told you not to lend him any money. 好，所以这边看到了 That's why 出来了嘛，然后 I 是主词，然后 told 是动词。好，那另外一个例句，The store opens at 9 a.m. on Sundays. That's when we decided to visit the shop. 这也正是我们决定要去那家店的时间。好，所以 that's when 出来了，主词加上 we decided to decide, 它是动词。
In its official announcement, FIFA named 16 host cities, 11 in the U.S., 3 in Mexico, and 2 in Canada. With different cities bringing unique stadium vibes and crowds, the atmosphere is expected to be electric. What's more, reports say FIFA is planning its first ever World Cup final halftime show that combines music and support for important social causes.Whether you're a die-hard fan or a casual viewer, the 2026 World Cup is an event you won't want to miss.
Okay, let's continue reading our article. It says here, in its official announcement, FIFA named 16 host cities, 11 in the U.S., 3 in Mexico, and 2 in Canada.
Okay, so in its official announcement, 就是在它的官方公告中，好，那就 FIFA 呢就指定了16个主办城市哦，就是美国11个，墨西哥3个，然后加拿大2个。
It says here, with different cities bringing unique stadium vibes and crowds, the atmosphere is expected to be electric. Okay, yeah, I know we use this word a lot now, vibes. So vibes is a feeling of a place or a thing, or it can also be like a person's emotional state, how they're feeling, or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. So sometimes when you see people, you can, if they're like, you know, very happy, very positive, you can say, ooh, this person has really good vibes, right? Mm. Or if you see this person and they look very negative or very angry, you can say, ooh, I get really bad vibes from this person. So I know we use this a lot now.Here we can also use atmosphere as well to describe the mood or vibes of a place.
所以其实这个 vibes 跟 atmosphere 在有些时候是可以通用的啦。但是呢，真的要讲差别的话，这个 vibe 呢它比较口语，而且呢是指一种比较主观啊直觉性的感受。那比如说呢，刚刚有讲了很多例句呢，那你可以说 ，Oh, I'm getting weird vibes from that guy. 这个人那个 vibe 不太好哎，怪怪的。好，或是呢，有可能是地方给人的感觉啊。This cafe has a really chill vibe, 也可以这样子说。那 atmosphere 呢，气氛，它是比较正式一点点，那更常用在书面啊、新闻或是学术的语境当中。那比如说啊 ,a friendly, atmosphere, 就是很友善的气氛，或是 a relaxed atmosphere, 很轻松的气氛，或是 tense atmosphere, 就会是很紧张的气氛。好，所以文章就说到，哇，随着不同城市带来独特的体育场氛围 ,unique stadium vibes, 和人群，那预计呢现场的气氛好又做了一个换字，就是这次呢换成了 atmosphere, 将会令人非常的兴奋而且紧张是刺激。好，所以刺激我们看到 electric 这个单字。
Mm-hmm. Next it says, what's more, reports say FIFA is planning its first ever World Cup final halftime show that combines music and support,for important social causes. That's
wow.
Right. Usually there's no like halftime show for the FIFA World Cup. The halftime show is a very American thing. Like in American football, during the Super Bowl, there is a halftime show. But I rarely see one for the World Cup.
Yeah, so it's going to be a new thing this year. 有那个中场秀哦。那这个中场秀呢会对那个音乐啊跟重要的社会产业可以结合。起来。
What kinds of entertainment or shows are you expecting to see?
I think maybe some traditional dances from the three host countries. Maybe some performances by famous singers, I hope. And maybe some live shows and fireworks as well.
Yeah, I definitely think if it's in America, I have a feeling they're going to bring out a lot of big superstars like maybe Lady Gaga or Bruno Mars or somebody.And, I think for Mexico, it'd be kind of fun for them to kind of show their culture as well. So maybe some, you know, local Mexican music. Canada, we have Katy Perry as well. So maybe some superstars will appear. So I'm really excited to see that as well. I wonder what surprises they'll give us.
Yeah.
Okay. So next in the article, it says, whether you're a diehard fan or a casual viewer,The 2026 World Cup is an event you won't want to miss.
好，所以这边有发现了吗？这个 pop quiz 的问题啊，它的解答就在这边了。Die hard fan 就是指死忠粉丝的意思，其实有点 诶，这个字其实不太难，因为 die 就是死掉的意思嘛，是 die hard fan, literally you can die for this person, 就是你
But don't do it.
No.
Don't really die, okay?
好，就是非常的忠诚啦。好，那不管你今天是始终粉丝还是随性的观众 ,casual viewer, 就是你只偶尔看一下这个 World Cup 呢，今年的世界杯都是不能错过的一项盛事哦。好，那刚刚有看到几个重点单字 ,announcement, 它是一个名词，因为看到了 ment, 名词的字根表示公告或是宣告。所以它的动词呢就是 announce, 这个单字。So for example, everyone is waiting for the company's announcement of the new smartphone. 大家都在等待公司发布新款的智慧型手机的消息。好，那下一个单字会是 electric。Electric 它是一个形容词，表示令人兴奋的、紧张、刺激的。好，因为这个字呢跟电很有关系嘛，你可以想象一下，当你今天很紧张、刺激的时候，很像是全身有电流通过的感觉，绝对不会是小想睡觉的时候会有这种感觉。好，那 so for example, the final minutes of the game were absolutely electric. 比赛的最后几分钟呢，实在是很紧张、刺激。好，那最后一个单字呢，我们看到了 casual 呢，它是一个形容词，表示偶尔的。好，那 so for example, 你可以说哦，这个偶尔的兼差啊 casual job。 那 for example, Brenda has a casual job at a bookstore during summer vacation. Brenda 呢，在暑假期间在书店有一份兼差，就代表说它不是一个正职哦，它只是偶尔去。
For you chat.Okay, now it's time for our For You chat. And the question is, for FIFA World Cup 2026, which team do you think is most likely to win the title and why? Oh, this is a hard question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, actually, I was kind of rooting for England last year because they were also super close.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it might be controversial.Because I'm neither, you know, from those countries, but I do think that England should have a chance to win the World Cup. And they deserve it.
Do you remember the last time they won?
I don't.
Because they haven't won for a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's their time.
Yeah, and they do have really strong players on their team.
Mm.
And I believe they had like, you know, I forgot who the coach was. I'm sorry. But then they did have like, you know, really strong players, strong coaches. So I thought, yeah, they're going to get it.But then, Argentina won, but that's because they had Messi.
Yeah.
He's really good. Yeah. So I don't know. I really have to, for me, I have to watch the games and then I can kind of get a better feeling of it. What about you?
Yeah. I think, I mean, like I said, I'm not a super big fan, but last time, 4 years ago, France almost won. So I feel like maybe they
have a chance again.
Yeah. And especially from last time, they probably,have a lot of confidence. They're like, oh, we were almost the champion last time. So
and they won recently too. Like, they won 2 World Cups ago. So maybe they'll be like, I'm back for revenge.
Yeah.
Right?
非常有可能。
Okay. Yes.
好，如果想学更多实用英文，欢迎追踪 For You Facebook 和下载空中美语 App Plus 哦。
Yep. And then we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.